We have an interesting new wrinkle in the $15 an hour minimum wage battle. Did you hear about this? There is a new issue has arisen that might divide the ranks of the progressives. A new issue in the minimum wage fight. Here's Channel 7 reporter Joanna Small, who was speaking to business leaders in Seattle's International District. That's Chinatown.
It's a side to the minimum wage debate we haven't heard yet.
It will put a lot of immigrant business out of business. And these people will be really, harshly impacted by this law.
All right, now that's Lawrence Pang. He is the Chinese Chamber of Commerce president. And the immigrant community is supposed to be a reliable cornerstone for the Democrats, but they are now rising up against the $15 an hour minimum wage. A little more to that Channel 7 story.
A coalition of immigrant business owners in Seattle's International District. They say a $15 an hour wage would force them to close businesses or force them to hire more experienced workers, something that could leave many in their own communities unemployed.
They don't have the layout of the land. They don't speak English. And some of them don't even read or write. And they have very little skills.
Sounds to me like the mostly white elites who are pushing the $15 an hour minimum wage might be giving short shrift to our immigrant community. What about the employee side of the story in the immigrant community?
It's kind of hard, you know, because you got to know how to speak English and write English.
Immigrant maintenance worker Eric, who was skittish to talk to us, says he'd love to make $15 an hour.
In my life, most of them, I make like $13.
But Pang says Eric doesn't really need the raise.
Immigrant family are able to live at a much lower livable wage, put it this way. And that actually does not harm us. The fear for losing the job is actually much more serious.
Okay, better off being employed at $13 an hour than unemployed at what would have been $15 an hour.
There's also a concern that a higher wage could cost many immigrants the welfare benefits that they get today, making them even poorer than they are right now. Now, the coalition has invited city leaders to attend a meeting on Wednesday to discuss their ideas.
Okay, so if that's what's going on in the legal immigrant community, can you imagine how this will hurt the illegal immigrant community, where you would have, ladies and gentlemen, our undocumented Americans being priced out of a job here in a sanctuary city like Seattle. It's completely unacceptable, that we would allow our undocumented Americans to be priced out of a job. But such is the insensitivity of the $15 Now committee that they are completely glossing over all this. So it will be interesting to see if this has an impact on the $15 an hour minimum wage battle. The real impact, of course, is coming from the fact that so many people are finally thinking about this issue rather than just initially reacting to this issue. I mentioned that the One Seattle Coalition late last week announced the results of a public opinion poll showing plummeting support. Plummeting support for an increase in the minimum wage. The poll done by DHM Research in mid-April, showed that increasing support for increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour next year with a phase-in for nonprofits and businesses with 10 or fewer communities has the support of 47%. 48%. 48% oppose. A previous poll by EMC Research in January, so we're going back 4 months, showed 68% supported, 25% opposed. So in 3.5 months, the Shama Sawant position on the $15 an hour minimum wage has free fallen from 68% to 47%. That's more plummeting support than, Vladimir Putin in Kiev. I mean, that's about as unpopular. I mean, things usually just don't drop that quickly. The opposition rising from 25 to 48%. And that's just with the public debate we've had up to now. Imagine what would happen if it's on the ballot. So, I will repeat what you heard me and me alone. It's tough being a visionary sometimes. What I said weeks ago, which is that the mayor and city council, if they want some breathing room on the $15 an hour minimum wage, instead of feeling the heat from above, should say, okay, that $15 an hour minimum wage package, go ahead, put it on the ballot. We'll fight it out. And then when you slay it at the ballot by 12 percentage points, then you can say the day after the election, all right now, since we know what the public doesn't want to do, let's get serious about where we want to go from here. See, that is what I wish Mayor Ed would do. That he would say, you know what, this ballot measure for the $15 an hour minimum wage is destructive. It's counterproductive. It's not fair. And it's bad for Seattle. And I'm going to lead the fight against it. And then he wages the fight against it. He wins that battle. And then any increase in the minimum wage from $9.32 an hour in the city of Seattle is done on the mayor's terms, not on Shama Sawant's terms. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, John, it's not on Shama Sawant's terms. I mean, her terms are that ballot initiative that they filed. No. Shama Sawant filed that initiative to put the heat on her fellow council members and on the mayor to not deviate from what she thinks is the right way to go. I'm telling you right now, the people of Seattle, they may be liberal, but they are not dumb. And you have seen me highlight some of the really smart, insightful, persuasive arguments being made by, former busboys turned successful servers, former busboys turned restaurant owners. The marketing director at Dick's Driving, you've heard me echo their words because they write with the kind of wisdom, the kind of street smarts that comes from people directly affected by a policy. And, they write with a level of expertise that Shama Sawant never will have. She's all theory. She's all ideology. These people are reality. And their message is getting through. This is an example of how more free speech can actually move the needle. So this poll is very interesting. And, it would be nice to see the, quote, immigrant community, close quote, line up in support of opposing the $15 minimum wage. So that the mayor and others don't feel, rush. Well, we have to do this because this initiative is hovering over us. That initiative is a loser. Don't worry about it. Slay it. Defeat it. It won't pass if you run a clear-headed, simple, straightforward campaign that it's unfair, that it's destructive of jobs and counterproductive for young workers. And all the other site has is noise. That's all they have is noise. Yeah, they're loud, but they're not as numerous. And as they grow less numerous, they'll get louder. You know what happens when they get louder? They sound even more shrill.
They've got noise and they've got red shirts.
That's right. They've got red shirt. I love what that former busboy turned
sommelier.
Wine sommelier calls them, red shirts,
yep.
Which is correct. Yeah, absolutely correct. Anyway, in about 15 minutes, here I've got some good news. Microsoft is going to be plunking down a $1 billion data center. Brand new data center. That's the good news. The bad news, it's not going to be built here in Washington State, and it could have. Let's get to your phone calls here. 206-421-5757. Outside King County, got 1-888-312-5757. It's election day. Yes, it's election day, and Prop 1 is on the ballot, which would triple your license tabs. Make sure your ballot gets in the mail today so your vote counts. And if your vote doesn't count, the opposition might be counting more of your money in their pocket. 17 minutes after 6.
A coalition of Seattle business owners say jobs that open doors for immigrant workers could be the first to disappear if the city approves a $15 an hour minimum wage.